The Arctic blast that swept through the nation also hit some wildlife hard. I'm Ben Thomas with a closer look. Texas wildlife officials say hundreds of bats lost their grip and plunged to the pavement underneath a bridge in Houston.
When the temperature drops below about 30 to 26 or so, that's just too low for them.
Mary Warwick is wildlife director for the Houston Humane Society.
Their metabolism slows way down and they go into hypothermic shock, and at that point they just can't hold out anymore and they drop.
Warwick drove by one of the bridges where they roost and saw hundreds of bats frozen on the ground.
Laying there, their temperature would have gotten so low that they just couldn't come back, and yeah, they would have died.
Rescuers were able to save most of them, administering fluids and keeping them warm in incubators, being released back to their territory.
You know, a lot of people think you get attached and you don't want to release them. It's the exact opposite. You're attached, but you're so happy to see them out where they're supposed to be and free. It's just, there's no feeling like it.
And they're likely to repay the good turn. Bats are believed to give U.S. agriculture a $3 billion yearly boost, eating insects and pollinating crops. I'm Ben Thomas